7:49 business for breakfast on this busy Friday morning. It is our pleasure to finally welcome our next guest to the program, Tim Keller, the Senior Vice President and Legal Director for the Center for the Rights of Abused Children. And Tim, before we go any further, my sincere apologies for yesterday. I've never had that happen. You're here in studio and no one saw you. I thought you were calling in. I'm so, so sorry.
No, please don't apologize. No worries. These things happen. And like I told Lindsay yesterday, at least your lobby chairs are comfortable.
Well, so good. Yeah, they're so comfortable. you were in it and didn't move, and I didn't see it. I still couldn't believe it. You should have seen the text between Lindsay and I. Anyway, hey, I want to talk about, obviously, the Center for the Rights of Abused Children.
Yes.
Great organization. This you're the senior vice president, legal director. You are a lawyer, and you work to make sure that all abused and abandoned children are safe, have access to their constitutionally guaranteed rights. I know you and your wife, Lisa, this is something near and dear to your heart. So take us through kind of your role here and why it's so important to you.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, so the mission of the Center for the Rights of Abused Children is to protect kids, change laws, and inspire others to ensure that every abused and abandoned child has a bright future. My wife, Lisa, and I were inspired to make this move kind of later in my career after 20 years practicing constitutional law all across the country because we were foster parents. We spent 10 years fostering different kids. There was one story in particular that just really demonstrated the need for somebody to advocate for their needs. Our little girl had spent 5 years in the foster care system, bouncing between homes. She entered the care when she was 3 years old. She came to live with us when she was 8, and it took a year, even after she came to live with us, to finally get her the permanency that she so needed. What we saw is that children really need an advocate in the courtroom fighting for their interests, fighting for their constitutional rights. And so when my friend and colleague Darcy Olson, who is the founder and CEO of the Center for the Rights of Abused Children, reached out to me to tell me her story of fostering 10 kids and hearing things in the courtroom, like judges saying that the birth parents have constitutional rights, but the children's rights are merely statutory. And comparing that with the things I had seen in the courtroom, we really decided that there needed to be lawyers present in the courtroom to advocate for these kids. The Center for the Rights of Abused Children exists now, one of the services that we provide is free legal representation to children in the foster care system, foster parents, kinship placements, even bio parents, when they have needs as well. And that pro bono law clinic is funded by the generous contributions of Arizonans and foundations and groups all across the country.
Yeah, and you oversee the lawyers. How many are there? I mean, do you have a good handful of these lawyers that work pro bono?
So we've got three lawyers on staff working full time, and we've got a network of about 50 pro bono lawyers who offer their services to us as well.
That's great.
So there's a good cadre of lawyers out there ready to help these kids out.
We are visiting this morning with Tim Keller. He is the Senior Vice President, Legal Director of the Center for the Rights of Abused Children. And, you talked about placement and timely placement. How big of an issue? I mean, is it really bad?
Children in foster care have some of the worst outcomes of any group of kids in the United States. And a big part of that is placement instability. The numbers are shocking, the number of placements that a child in foster care will experience during their time in care. And we know that stability is the one thing that can really help them beat the odds. So in fact, we advocate for changes in laws all the time. We just had one of our bills that we've been backing and helped draft go up to the governor's desk. We're hoping she signs it. That bill requires the Department of Child Safety here in Arizona to conduct a thorough and timely search for relatives. The evidence shows that if a child can be placed with a relative early on in their case, that they're more likely to stay with that relative and to not be moved from home to home. And so it's just a critical change to protect these kids and ensure their long-term outcomes.
The website, thecenterforchildren.org, correct?
That is correct, thecenterforchildren.org. That's where folks can go to find out the information about the organization, the laws that we've been championing,
And make a donation, Tim. Make a donation if you want to have to what we're all about, trying to get you guys the word out there. I've only got about 10 seconds. I got a heart out, but I really, truly appreciate you coming on. I'd love to have you guys on again when the time is right. And thank you again. And again, I'm so sorry for tomorrow. Won't happen again.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate
All right,
it.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Keller, Senior Vice President, Legal Director of the Center for the Rights of Abused Children. Go to thecenterforchildren.org.